Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanande Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachārine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyaleshvatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
together to chant a mantra in glorification of Giriraj. The translation first and then we will chant it together is, I offer my most humble obeisances to Giriraj, whose name is Govardhan. He takes away from the heart an unlimited amount of suffering and instead gives the highest bliss. Can't you fold your hands? Look at Giriraj. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Dayine.
Paramananda Dayine.
I would like to welcome you from the side of all of us, teachers and organizers of, I believe it's the 11th Govardhan retreat. Is this correct, Purujan Prabhu? Is this the 10th? 11th. So it's a good number, 11. Thank you very, very much for coming, and I pray that all your desires will be fulfilled by Giriraj's mercy, as His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj has said. Giriraj is known as, how did you say, Abhishta Praine?
Sarva Abhishta Pradana.
Sarva means all, Abhishta means desires, Pradata, the giver of, fulfiller of all desires. I really hope that you will experience this. I have experienced this 3 weeks ago in a most wonderful and mysterious way, which I would like to share with you a little later. In my little speech to you this evening, I would like to help you a little bit to first of all connect with the retreat and what the retreat can do for you, and then give you a few helpful tips which can really give you in a way an empowerment so that you can make the most of your retreat. In this way my presentation this evening will be a little technical, or let me say pragmatic. What is a retreat? Why do we go on a retreat? Maybe the most simple way to explain it is by talking about pilgrimage and what a pilgrimage can do to you. In ancient time, people would go on pilgrimages for two purposes. One was to get away from the constant pressure of the 1,000 little things in their life, and the second purpose for them to go on a pilgrimage was to discover new spiritual insights, new treasures which would be taken home with them, and which would then change their lives. I learned about this many years ago when I was going to Mountain Kailash in Tibet. I really got away from the rut of things, from the Hamsterrad, as we say in Germany, or from the constant repetition of old patterns in the life, and came to the sacred mountain and discovered a new mission for my life. And I then desired to take a stone with me from this mountain, which I've done, which reminds me of this new mission. So coming to Giriraj is something similar with one exception. Yes, you also have left your hometowns, your ordinary activities, and you have now 5 to 6 days free to concentrate exclusively on your spiritual development. And yes, you will also take a treasure home with you. This treasure will be a sacred mission, a new insight, not a Sheila. And I think our teachers will explain to you a little bit about why it's not good to take a Sheila home, but why it's very, very good to take a mission which is even more heavy, more concrete than a Sheila home with you. Mm-hmm. So on a retreat, we do what pilgrims did in ancient times. They removed ourselves from their old surroundings and old activities to discover their treasures. A good example is Arjuna. Arjuna had to go to, knew that Krishna would eventually give him a mission which would be stronger and more difficult than he would be able to fulfill on his own. That is, to help Krishna to put Dharma back in place by engaging in the battle of Kurukshetra. For this task, he needed weapons. And these weapons came to him when he went on a pilgrimage. You know, there was a short time in Arjuna's life before the Kurukshetra where he, it was 1 year, where he removed himself from the association of his brothers and went north to the Himalayan mountains where he discovered his weapons for his mission. When he came back, he had the divine astras which eventually helped the Pandavas against all odds to fulfill their sacred mission, that is to help Krishna establish Dharma on planet Earth. I think all of you are in a similar situation. There is something which you have not yet achieved, a mission which you have not yet completed in your life. And to complete it, you will need divine weapons, or let us say it in a more relevant way, you certainly don't need a bow and an arrow, but you need skills, insights, empowerment of the divine kind in order to really fulfill that mission in your life for what you have taken another birth, another human birth, and are now on the path of Krishna consciousness. You need to discover your skills, your knowledge, your inspirations, your strengths, I would even say, in order to become victorious in your own efforts to complete Krishna consciousness. And exactly for that this reason has brought you to Giriraj. My dear devotees, discover your strengths here. Get your inspiration, get your empowerment. And for that, it's important that you observe a few rules, very simple rules, while you are here. If you are just here in a passive way, you won't be as successful as if you are there here in an active way. As Prabhupada sometimes would say, we want active members, not sleeping members. So these important few rules, there are many in ancient pilgrimage literature, but I think for practical purposes we can summarize them here for the Govardhana retreat into three rules. First, I request you, leave your old world behind. That means in practice, cut down the ordinary distractions in your life to a minimum. There's just not so much email, phone calls, newspaper readings, television show. So I think no one does this or would even do this. But leave the old world behind. Be here at Giriraj. Don't worry about the past, about what you have left in Russia or America or Germany. Just concentrate at the work ahead. The second rule is, don't be shy. Enter a new world. Enter the world of Giriraj, the world of mercy, and enter into his presence. Giriraj Maharaj has told us that by the mercy of the servant of God, everything is possible. And he has therefore explained Giriraj's nature as predominantly as being the servant, the best servant, based on Bhagavatam. I will, in a mysterious way, highlight another phase of Giriraj, that is, that he's God himself. Sometimes Krishna appears both as the servant of God as well as God himself. For instance, in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna who has appeared in the mood of Radharani, but he also shows us the way of Sharanagati, the way of surrendering, and the way of performing service in the best way. So, Giriraj is both the servant God and God himself. How Giriraj is God himself, I would like to tell you with a wonderful little leela which will give pleasure to your heart, because it's not so much known. You know, I think you will, you know, look at Giriraj and ask yourself, how is he God? You know, to me he looks like an interesting geological rock formation, but not God. I think we should quickly forget this skeptical question, otherwise Giriraj will throw a tree on our head, feeling sufficiently offended. I want to raise your curiosity. How is this Krishna? How is this God? Your senses tell you differently. Your heart, when it is purified, will make you understand that he is Krishna. So, and for this, you need to hear now how some purifying Krishna Leela. My dear devotees, once after the Rasa dance, Srimati Radhika approached Krishna and said, Krishna, if you are pleased with my love, if you are satisfied with the service of the forest of Braj, I have one desire. Krishna had been pleased by the extraordinary love of Srimati Radharani so much that he, without even asking what Radha would want, he said, anything, Radha, ask me for anything, it is granted. So Srimati Radharani very shyly looked at Krishna and said, my dear Lord, I wish that you manifest the supreme place for our pastimes, which is both secluded and which will give happiness to you and in all ways. So Krishna understood. Srimati Radhika wanted to be together with him. She wanted a place for that. I don't know if you can share this you know, when you have a very good friend, and you want to be with this friend, but you don't want to be with him where every minute a telephone call comes or where some other people come in. You need a private place where you can close the door, stretch out the legs and say, friend G, now please tell me, what are your experiences throughout the last year? You want confidence. You want, like this. So Radha wanted a confidential, private and secluded place. So when Krishna said tatastu, yes, he turned all his attention to his heart, because this was a heart matter. And as the Lord turned his attention into his heart, a seed, a small something came out of his heart, which was as inconceivable as fire and water meeting together. It was love materialized. And this seed-like little thing fell on the ground of the eternal Braj and quickly grew into a hill. Then it grew further and further, and it became a mountain which licked the sky. This is a German poetry, it doesn't sound very nice in English. It became a magnificent mountain, full with wish-fulfilling trees, Kalpa Briksha trees, with waterfalls, with streams of water, not water, of juice and so on, and with many suitable caves where the divine couple could retire for different pastimes. Then Radha smiled, looking very pleased with Krishna, and together with the confidential gopis entered this Govardhan hill and strolled around looking at the wonderful manifestation of Krishna's own heart. This is Giriraj. It's a manifestation of Krishna's heart. And the heart usually is we know it's the core of the person. Then we say in German language, if you want to understand me, you have to understand what's in my heart. If you have the heart, if you know the heart, then only you know the person. So Giriraj, my dear devotees, is Krishna's heart, a manifestation of Krishna's loving heart to please his foremost of his devotees, Srimati Radharani. It's Krishna himself. And for that reason, devotees are extremely hesitant, if they are not coming from the ISKCON movement, to take Giriraj away out of Braj, because they know this is the heart of the Lord. He never wants to leave Vrindavan. This is the understanding of devotees who have understood how the Lord is the Lord. So yes, enter the world, my dear devotees, enter the heart of Krishna as you are here. That means hear about him, get to know him more, develop your relationship with Krishna, take time for Krishna, forget your old surroundings, your old little world. It is not required at this moment. Enter the new world. Finally, I want to say, give you a little tip. I will say it very simple. Relax into the mercy of Giriraj. Don't please drive your retreat with a lot of effort, tapasya, strenuous effort. No, you are home now. You are at the heart of Krishna, of the merciful Krishna. Don't be in anxiety. Don't be full of worry. Krishna will give you what you need. Krishna is very compassionate. When Lord Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan once, the bees of Vrindavan came, and they were very loud. They were loud and noisy, like Germans. And they were especially loud because they were drunken. They had drunken the sweet fragrance of Tulasi Devi. And although it is not good to come as a drunken person before God, these bees came before Krishna and were just very loud, like drunken people are. They were not even very melodious. The only song they knew was. But Krishna is so compassionate that to his devotees, that even if they are loud and noisy and not very composed and gentle, he doesn't shoo them away. Go. No. Krishna accepts them like he accepted the bees. That time Krishna was just taking his flute and wanted to find the right pitch to start playing, and as the bees were singing, Krishna said, "Oh, thank you, very melodious. This is the right note to start my raga." He took that little service, faulty as it was, loud as it was, impelled by drunkenness, and he accepted the bees in his service. So, this is our Krishna. This is our Giriraj. He is ready to accept you. Even if your heart may be full of some miseries, he will take this and give you the highest bliss. But please observe the three simple rules. Leave your old world, also your mental world, behind. Enter into the retreat, take part, enter into the world of Giriraj, and then throughout the retreat, relax into his mercy. Maintain focus on his mercy. Be a nectar seeker. And the nectar flows usually where the devotees sing about him and talk. Study, in other words, the program, what it is, what is offered this year, and participate as much as you can while staying composed and so on. We have put some free time, and we have even stopwatches here so that we don't constantly go over time. The stopwatch reminds me I must stop now. Otherwise, I'm criticized by the stopwatch.
Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai!
I wish you the most wonderful time here at Giriraj, and please believe me, at the end of the retreat, you will be rich with mercy and blessings. Hare Krishna. Hare.